Welcome back to the Border Patrol on Sports Radio 810 WHB. Thank you so much for joining us. We appreciate it. Got some things happening right now around the NFL. A trade has been made. The Vikings move up in the draft. They trade with the Houston Texans. Minnesota moves up to number 23. So they get the 23rd pick and number 232. Houston gets number 42, number 188, and a second-round pick in 2025. And so now people speculating that the Vikings are looking to package the number 11 pick and the number 23 pick and another sweetener to move up perhaps with the Patriots at number 3. And they're trying to, the Vikings obviously trying to get in position to draft their quarterback of the future. And so that very interesting there is the Vikings now have picks number 11 and number 23 as they're looking to try to move up and get the quarterback that they want. Also, Stephen Holder, who covers the Colts for ESPN, he tweeted out recently within the last hour regarding Chiefs quarterback Legarius Sneed, who was franchised and given permission to seek a trade. He says, "My understanding is the holdup is less about KC's willingness to trade him and more about the challenge of agreeing to a new contract. Would effectively be a sign-and-trade situation, so there are two boxes to check. Trade compensation and a new deal. The Colts and other teams continue to have interest, but that's where it stands." And so, I know, Nate, you've been frustrated with the reports of what the return might be, but it sounds like it's not just the trade itself, it's the contract that apparently Legarius Sneed wants that trade partners may be having an issue of meeting his demands. What's your reaction to that news?
Well, it is making it look more and more like there's an increasing chance that he's still with the Chiefs going into next year. I felt like it was overwhelmingly likely once they put the tag on him and the reports coming out that they were interested in trading him. I just thought that it was very likely that he was going to get traded. And it seems like it's becoming less likely by the day. I think that it's great that they're in a position of strength where they don't have to do anything. As you said earlier, there's no negative for the Chiefs here. I don't even know what the worst case scenario is because they're all good scenarios. They can afford to keep him under the franchise tag for this year and go for the three-peat, knowing they're going to have the best secondary in the NFL, at least in terms of the corners, going into the season. They've already added a wide receiver, you know, that should improve the offense a little bit, and they still have work to do. And the flip side is now, like, I guess where I'm coming from is, you know, I've maintained all along, I think he's worth more than just a second-round pick. The kind of player that Legarius Sneed is, to me, is more valuable than just a second-round pick because he is a Swiss Army knife. He can do everything that you ask a corner to do. He can cover every wide receiver spot on the field. He can cover the best wide receivers in the game. He can play press coverage. He can stop the run and tackle people and shed blockers. He can blitz the quarterback and get there effectively and efficiently. He can do everything. So to me, he's worth more than a second round pick. I know that the industry says that apparently that's corners are never worth more than just one second round pick. But I think that's what's beautiful about that is if you're the Chiefs, then you can say, okay, then we won't trade him, and we'll go for our three-peat with him. So because of the fact, if it's true that then this report's true that teams are having a difficult time getting him you know, getting on the right page when it comes to a contract extension, that might damage his trade value as well. So seems like more and more I'm coming around to the idea that he's going to be back next year, which is great. I only want to trade him because I want to arm Brett Veach with as many great draft picks as possible. And I think that they should hold out for at least a high second-round pick, but more likely more, and it doesn't seem like they're likely to get that, so they might as well keep him.
I'm good if they keep him.
Right.
I'm not going to be
right
disappointed in the least bit.
No, it's
you know?
It's you're keeping one of the top corners in the entire NFL on your team, bringing him back to a team that has that was the best defense in the NFL last year, and he was a huge reason for that. How could you be upset about it?
You can't be.
And what Stan Weber said earlier too is, whatever the Chiefs do, that's what I'm on board with. Because, and that sounds like just blind faith, but you almost have to have blind faith in Brett Veach and what this organization's done over the past 5 years.
All right, let's check in with our next guest, Aaron Wilson. You can follow him on X, at @AaronWilson_NFL. Aaron, I know you're busy. Good morning. How are you?
I'm great. Good morning, guys.
Hey, thanks for taking some time to join us. We're just having this discussion about LeJarius Sneed, but before we get into that, I'd like to get your reaction not only to Hollywood Brown signing with the Chiefs, but signing a one-year, $7 million deal that could reach $11 million when other wide receivers have been getting paid in this market. The Chiefs were able to land him to a one-year prove-it deal that works very, very well for their financial plans.
Yeah, it's a team-friendly deal, right? And with Hollywood Brown, when he's played with good quarterbacks, he's put up some numbers. I feel like Hollywood, there's untapped potential there, and pair him with Rashee Rice, I like it. I've heard for a couple of days that this has really been done for days. It just took a while, I guess, for it to be finalized. But I've heard days ago, hey, keep an eye on this. Couldn't finalize. I couldn't get the heads up, the green light. But it was definitely something they've been working on. And Brett Veach, good job by him to get a good young football player that I feel like can run after the catch, has good hands. He is small. That's the only other few things sometimes with durability. But when he's healthy, he's a really good wide receiver. And I've heard good things about him from a character standpoint. I think he fits well and certainly going to be better than what they've had as a complimentary receiver in the past.
Okay, so we've also talked about how just the way that Chris Jones' contract is structured, Mahomes' restructuring of his contract, and now this reasonable deal with Hollywood Brown. The Chiefs can actually keep LeJarius Sneed on that franchise tag if they want to, but there's also the possibility that they trade him. What have you heard about the LeJarius Sneed situation, and what do you think is going to happen?
Right, I've reported about the Titans' interest. I haven't heard about anything concrete as far as other teams. I would say that, yeah, I've heard there's other teams, but we haven't heard what teams they are. It sounds like the Titans are the potential trading partner that's most prominent, whether they want to give up their first-round draft pick, which is what, obviously it's supposed to be two, but I think it would be, less in a trade. That is still to be determined, but, it sounds like he wants, that kind of money. Right now, he signed an extension, so the hardest part is, obviously, what's the contract look like? Because otherwise, why do the offer sheet if he can't come to terms? So you're not just going to acquire him and then, okay, la-di-da, he's your player and he still wants a contract and it's a problem. So in my opinion and what I'm hearing around the league, this is something where they've got to just continue to explore it. It may take some time. It may take, until before the draft. It's still kind of a fluid situation. But in my opinion, it sure does make a lot of sense. If the player's, kind of unhappy with his money and, where he's at financially, then okay, maybe they should move on.
Nate Buchanan, go ahead.
I've told Steven this a few times. We've been talking about it ever since the idea of a trade for Sneed came up. I guess I'm a little surprised at the market for a corner as elite as he is isn't more than a mid to late second round pick. Is that how you see it? Are you surprised by that? Why do you think that is? Because I feel like that's such an important position on the field.
Right. You know, I'm not as close to it, but I think, you know, there could be some health concerns. That's something that people sometimes look at. You know, what's the health of the player? What do they think about his durability? That kind of thing. So it could be something like that. Yeah. You know, I don't want to speculate too much, but it could be something that we're not aware of that affects his value. And, you know, that's sometimes there's the unknown. It's like, what don't you?
All right, my final question for you. Have you heard any buzz around the Chiefs and any other free agents? I know that they're still looking for a left tackle, possibly either a stopgap or something else. Any buzz out there with the Chiefs and any other players that you've heard?
I haven't heard of anything imminent. You know, nothing like that I could say. I'm not holding back. I don't probably like fresh information on something that they're working on. You know, I'm not on a speed dial with Brett or anything like that. Yeah, but a lot of respect for what he's doing. I'm sure that he's continually trying to improve their roster.
So I'll wrap it up on my end with this. I don't know if you roll your eyes at biggest winners and losers, but who's impressed you the most through the early wave of what's happened in free agency in the NFL?
I'm in Houston. I think they've had some good signings with Daniel Hunter and trading for Joe Mixon. They've also lost on some players. They had a chance to get Eric Armstead, but they weren't able to pull it off. I would say, you know, looking around the NFL, you know, they were a team that they're in the playoffs, and now they've improved themselves a little bit. Two key positions, defensive and running back. So, yeah, they're one of the teams that's gotten better.
They're here. Hey, thanks for the time, man. We appreciate it.
I like Jacksonville, too. I like the Titans getting Calvin Ridley. I also think that you look around and the Commanders are getting better. There are still a lot of teams. But, you know, like anything, these moves in a year, you know, check back and we'll know how good were they, actually.
And they're all chasing the Chiefs. Hey, Aaron, thanks for the time, man. We appreciate it.
Thanks. Good to talk to you.
So, there you go. I think Aaron was multitasking.
Busy time. A lot going on.
They're right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Busy time for you. What are you doing?
I think the fact that trade just went down, you know, 25 minutes ago, he kind of panicked when I texted him back. It's like, hey, this number's still good for you. He's like, super busy, but give me 5 more minutes. So, yeah.
I kind of feel like I was talking to one of my kids. Like, I don't think that they're listening to me. Better just move on. So,
they're on Snapchat.
Hey. What?
I don't know.
You're on Snapchat?
My kids are.
What are you doing on Snapchat?
I'm not on Snapchat. I have a Snapchat account, but I don't even really know how to use it. No, but my say, like, when I'm trying to talk to my son, he's busy on Snapchat going, yeah. He's not listening to me.
Well, at least he's not on TikTok.
Oh, God, he is. And I don't want to even go there.
Sounds like you just did.
Well, I'm for the ban. I don't even know anything about the politics of it. I'm just for it so that my son can't be on it anymore.
I'm not on TikTok. I'm anti-TikTok, but I'm not for the ban.
I heard you have a burner account on TikTok.
Yeah, he does.
No.
More than one.
I don't.
Somebody told me that.
Well, bad source.
Well, I don't think you'd admit it, would you?
The thing I fear about TikTok is it's China-owned, and in the way they can get your information, that, you know, that's, they can steal information from anything that you're connected to wirelessly. So if you're on your phone at TikTok, they can snag stuff off your computer.
Well, they can have it.
Well, there you go.
Maybe they can pay my bills for me.
Right. I don't think they're going to do that.
I got nothing interesting. Trust me. A lot of tweets about Hollywood Brown is what they'd be seeing right now.
Right.
Yeah,
that's a good thing.
And again, Hollywood Brown signs with the Chiefs. We find out last night a 1-year, $7 million deal that could be worth up to $11 million if he reaches all incentives. And it has been a crazy last 12 hours or so since we found out this news, and all kinds of reaction from around the league, people marveling at the fact that other receivers out there have been signing far bigger contracts for more money. And they're not really any better than Hollywood Brown. I mean, Curtis Samuel, 3 years, $24 million. Darnell Mooney, 3 years, $39 million. Gabe Davis, 3 years, $39 million. Calvin Ridley, 4 years, $92 million. Michael Pittman, 3 years, $70 million. And here the Chiefs are able to get Hollywood Brown for 1 year, $7 million, with incentives that can reach $11 million. Very similar to the prove-it deal that Juju Smith-Schuster signed when he spent 1 year with the Chiefs, and he was their best receiver, but their best wide receiver. He helped to win a Super Bowl, and then he moved on and signed a bigger contract with the New England Patriots. And so Hollywood Brown could very well come here and help this team win a Super Bowl and move on. And if it's only for 1 year, then that's what happens. I think we'd all sign up for that. But who knows? Every player is different. Every deal is different. But what I can tell you is his skill set is a perfect fit for what the Kansas City Chiefs need. And what the Kansas City Chiefs have to offer is perfect for him wanting to get that long-term deal, that contract offer that, you know, apparently he wasn't seeing here in this offseason. And as other people reported, including Diana Rossini, that there was plenty of interest in Hollywood Brown around the league. But he decides that he wants to come here, try to win a championship, and catch passes from the best quarterback in the world. And as long as he stays healthy, that should enhance his numbers and maybe give him a chance to get a ring. And then he can go back out to free agency and find that deal that he wants. And look, you want to play with Patrick Mahomes. You want to play with Travis Kelce. And for a lot of these guys, you want to play for Andy Reid. And you have that faith and that excitement that Andy Reid can get the very most to maximize your potential, get the very most out of you. Hollywood Brown, I saw Harold Kuntz posted this last night. Hollywood Brown on his IG, on his Instagram page, posted a text message conversation that he had with Andy Reid. It was yesterday afternoon at 2:51 p.m., and you remember Andy Reid was at the BYU basketball game yesterday morning. That started at 11:30, and so maybe he was still there, maybe he was leaving, whatever. But his text to Hollywood Brown was, "Hollywood, think red today. Casey Red with diamonds, triple exclamation mark, winking emoji, Andy Reid." And then Hollywood's response was, "Yes, sir. Love the sound of that. Heart emoji, diamond ring emoji. Think Hollywood Brown. Lights, camera, action. Double rocket emoji." And so that was the that was the text exchange between Andy Reid and Hollywood Brown, as Andy Reid is the closer. He tells you to think red and think rings and think Super Bowls and think championships. He said, "Think red today. Casey Red with diamonds." It worked on Drew Tranquil, and it worked on Hollywood Brown. And so not only do the Chiefs get their receiver, their speed receiver that they needed to add to the room, they get him for an unbelievably reasonable price. They didn't have to sign him to a 3-year deal. They didn't have to trade L'Jarius Sneed first so they can afford him. And Ian Rappaport had that tweet out as well last night, as Ian Rappaport from NFL.com and NFL Network was commenting about the trade. And he sent out, there was the thought that the Chiefs needed to wait until they traded Legarius Sneed before making a big-time signing. Instead, they lock up Hollywood Brown. And so that's it. They had their cake, and now they've eaten it, too. And so now, that's right. Filster and I like that one. And so now you put yourself in a great situation where, okay, you got at least one big-time addition to the wide receiver room. You've already locked up Chris Jones. You've already locked up Drew Tranquil. All right, you bring back, well, they brought back basically the entire interior defensive line group yesterday. Who do they re-sign? Derek Nnadi and Turk Wharton and Mike Pinnell. And you bring back Chris Jones. You're bringing all these players back, and you already got your receiver. And now you put yourself in a position where if you don't get the offer you want, you can just keep Legarius Sneed. You have all the leverage. Okay? And as Ian Rappaport said, there was a thought around the NFL, well, if the Chiefs want to go out and sign an impact wide receiver, they have to trade Sneed first. And maybe teams were using that against them. Yeah, hey, we know they want Hollywood Brown. Hey, we know they want one of these veteran wide receivers. And now they're falling off the board. We got the Chiefs right where we want them. And they're going to have to trade us Legarius Sneed before all the receivers they want are gone. Well, that was the thought around the NFL, according to Ian Rappaport. But the thought was wrong. So now they got their receiver. They got Chris Jones re-signed. They got everything taken care of. And they still have room for the franchise tag on Legarius Sneed. And so they can continue to be aggressive if they want to and talk about trades with Legarius Sneed, with the Colts or the Titans or whoever else is interested. But they have the leverage. They don't have to wait on signing a wide receiver. Already done. They can either get the offer that they want, that they need to hear to trade Sneed, or they can just keep Sneed on the franchise tag and go chase and go make a hell of a chase at a three-peat. Brilliant. Brilliant by Brett Veach. Even if Nate and Jake won't admit it, I will.
Dude, it's
wonderful moves.
It's I love the fact that it's a one-year prove-it deal. I love these because you want a player. The whole idea is, to me, this is a player that's thinking long-term, not short-term. By signing a short-term,
thinking red.
Yeah, they're thinking red. But like by signing a short-term contract with the Chiefs, I think the thought process there is, I go and I get that wonderful perfume of Chiefs success on me, and then I become more attractive as a free agent.
Deodorant that'll cover the stink of the Arizona Cardinals.
Right. Yeah, he's been rolling around in that stink. He's wearing that.
Even though it's a one-year prove-it deal, like the number to me is just shocking. Like, it's shocking to me. Like, as low as 7 could be up to 11, but like that, like,
yeah.
And if he gets up to 11, then you're happy.
Absolutely.
Because that means he's performed well.
But how is it not just 11 base?
Right.
I mean, thinking about what everybody thought he was valued at.
Yeah, it shocks me. I'm shocked. When I saw that, I'm like, that can't be. Is this the right, you know, is that really Adam Schefter? Is this
Adam Schefter?
Are you sure that's not Adam Schefter?
Right. I was like, this kid, wow.
Yeah.
It's shocking.
Or Ian Rappaport.
Yeah. You know. Ian with an L, lowercase L.
But it's true. Like I love it, though, because I think you're going to have a very motivated wide receiver. You know, you're going to have a guy. First of all, he's got 4 million reasons to do well. But then also the contract that comes around, whether that's with the Chiefs or somebody else, whether it's like Drew Tranquil, who turns it into an extension here, or Juju Smith-Schuster, who turns it into a contract somewhere else. If it's a successful situation this year, amazing. And I think it's another, it's one more thing that adds to the leverage the Chiefs have with this whole L'Jarius Sneed situation, because if they bring L'Jarius Sneed back as a franchise tag player, and you take this roster the way it is right now,
forget about it,
and don't even add any draft, like don't even add anybody that they get in the draft this year.
Now I want to add people from the draft.
But if I'm telling you, what if
I don't want anyone from the draft? That's ridiculous.
I do want.
Yeah,
to.
Why wouldn't you add any of their draft picks? I think that's crazy.
They're going to add players in the draft, Nate.
Nate, they're going to add them.
Right?
Well, you guys,
they're not going to draft them and then cut them.
Damn.
They're going to add them.
I mean, you don't know that.
These damn hot takes that you bring with you every Friday.
Don't even add them, Steven.
I'm saying just take the team right now. Would you take him as Super Bowl favorites without any more additions?
I'm not giving up all my draft picks. No.
I need a left tackle.
Damn it, you guys are impossible.
I need a left tackle.
You're just freaking impossible. Trying to make a point here. Damn it.
It's a good point.
We're not going to let you.
They're even going to get better with their draft picks. Is that the point?
The point is just they don't need anything. They need a tackle.
Yeah, they need a tackle.
Yes, but they need a left tackle.
But that's it.
That's all.
That is it. So you want to play hardball with the Chiefs? Fine. We'll stick with what we got.
I'm almost at the point where it's like, yeah, screw it. We don't need draft picks. Just let's go, Sneed. Let's go.
Both of you. I want draft picks. I'm making my draft.
They will have some draft picks, Steven. I promise you, they will have some draft picks.
Even a first rounder.
See, now I'm getting. No, I'm not gonna say it.
Yeah, say it. You have to now. It's the rule.
Now I'm getting greedy. Yeah. I think maybe this Mike Williams should sign a.
I mean, I was actually thinking about it.
Come on, prove that tricky knee is okay.
No.
And you're back from a torn ACL.
I need a tackle. Huh? I need a tackle.
That's just prove it.
He could draft a tackle.
I'd like him to go sign one.
Sure. I'm with you.
I'm not mad if they get Mike Williams on a 1 year proven deal too. Let's go.
That is greedy though.
Everyone gets so pissed off around the NFL.
Oh my god!
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, if you want to go sign Tyron Smith and have him play left tackle, I'm good.
NFL's the best.
I ain't gonna get mad at you.
It's the best when you got Patrick Mahomes.
That's just the best.
Or hey, Tyler Boyd, you want to come sniffing around? We got room for you.
Hey, come on over.
Got a spot for you too. I got spots for lots of people. You know? It ain't over. It ain't over.
It's never over.
The segment's over.
Is it?
WHB. Welcome back to the Border Patrol and Sports Radio 810 WHB. Jake, did you like the video of how pissed off Kim English got after receiving a technical foul last night?
He is
during Providence win over Creighton.
He's on fire. Had to hold him back.
I was going to tell you to call Gary Dieter on the air and ask him about Creighton.
Oh no, we'll let that fester.
You didn't let it fester on text message.
Well, no, that's private. Talk about in the private meeting.
Oh. What's Kimmy's marital status? Inquiring minds want to know. Apparently,
that's not for me to say.
No comment.
If you know, you know. You know. But I tell you what, I'm looking forward to the Big East semifinals. You know, do you realize that St. John's has not lost since Rick Pitino threw everyone under the bus?
See? Brilliant coaching. Everybody, I wouldn't play for that guy if you said that stuff about me.
Is that what you said?
No, I didn't say that.
You wouldn't play for him?
You kidding me? Of course I would.
6-0 since he did that. And it's been a long time since they've been in the semifinals of the Big East tournament. But
like toughness.
Now,
we just don't move our feet on defense. Look, they shot 37 free throws. Throw out the stats. You see it every game, the amount of free throws they shoot and the amount of free throws we shoot. Look at what Naheem shot on the year. Look at what Chris Ledlam shot on the year. I mean, you're a power forward. You play 29 minutes without a free throw. That means you're not offensive rebounding, not getting to the line. So it's really all the toughness things of why we give up leads.
And so now, today, in the Big East, and these be intriguing matchups for people to watch, because it's St. John's for the first time in forever in the Big East semifinals. They will be playing number 2 UConn at 4:30, and that game is going to be on Fox. And then at 7 o'clock on FS1, yeah, boy, Providence, led by Kim English, he gets a chance to really solidify their NCAA tournament hopes with another crack at number 10 Marquette. And so St. John's and UConn, Providence and Marquette. UConn's favored by 9.5, Jake. Marquette only favored by 4.5 over Providence. And so we'll see what Jake Gutierrez thinks of that. Also, real quick before we break, I'd just like to get your quick thoughts on the line, both of you guys. Houston favored by 9.5 over Texas Tech for the first Big 12 semifinal tonight at 6 o'clock. Who do you like when you factor in the point spread, fellas?
I'll go Houston. They look like they're a juggernaut right now. They are stifling. They are crushing people. I'll take Houston.
Yeah, I probably
9.5.
Yeah, probably lay the points. I mean, they absolutely just battered Tech earlier in the year by 23. Their first matchup.
I'm not going to argue.
Yeah, they beat them by 23.
What about? This seems too attractive. By the way, something tells me Nate's got to bounce, considering I just heard that on the air. Go bounce, buddy. Iowa State is favored by 1.5 over Baylor. Jake?
Iowa State.
I kind of figured, I don't know. Are they factoring in this home?
I don't think they are.
Home court advantage.
I don't think they are.
Seriously,
no. That's a big deal.
I was expecting like, I don't know. I mean, no, Baylor's good, but I was expecting more like 3.5, 4.5.
Yeah, no. I lay that within a heartbeat.
Hey, does Nate have to bounce by any chance?
Yeah, he's out.
Yeah. You know why I asked that?
I mean, he was using the talk back, but apparently that wasn't working properly.
Hey, I got to bounce, man.
We got to take a break, man.
Does that mean I got to bounce? Okay, I'm done. All right, then. Jake takes over the show for the final segment. God only knows what he's going to say. Find out after this on WHP. Yay, yay. Thank you to all of our guests. Stan Weber, Gabe Yarman, Jay Heidrick, Greg Gurley, Mike McFarlane, and a fleeting moment with Aaron Wilson.
Hey, what can you do, you know?
Right. But you know what? It happened.
I take swings.
Yeah.
Sometimes I hit them. Sometimes I foul them off.
That's what I've heard. You're a swinger. But I could tell you that it was a wonderful show because we talked so much about the Chiefs signing Hollywood Brown, bringing his speed and playmaking ability to the Chiefs offense. Patrick Mahomes happy. He tweeted out a smiling face emoji, and I said it, and I'll say it again, if Patrick Mahomes is happy, we're all happy in Chiefs Kingdom. And so Hollywood Brown, 1 year, $7 million deal with incentives that could make it an $11 million deal. Great job by Brett Veach and the Chiefs. Welcome to Chiefs Kingdom, Hollywood Brown. And now the Chiefs can either keep L'Jarius Sneed if they don't get the offer they want, or they can just hold out for the right offer and get some more salary cap space and more draft capital. But you know what? Don't be surprised if they keep Sneed. They can do whatever they want. And as Stan Weber said, hey, it's in Veach we trust. Whatever they decide, we're on board. Because I can tell you this, Hollywood's coming to Kansas City. Let's go.
For everybody.
And he was on Twitch last night, singing and dancing to Red Kingdom, Swag Surfing, and Blank Space by Taylor Swift, inviting all of Chiefs Kingdom to his Twitch broadcast, chatting with him. He knows how to warm up to a fan base real quick. So all good news. It's all good in this hood. And if you're coming down tonight, say hello to me. I'll be working the stage at Miller Lite Fan Fest presented by Sports Radio 810 WHB. All the fun and the action is going to start around 3 o'clock. And then the first game's at 6 o'clock. If you've ever wanted to travel to Ames, Iowa, save the gas money and just come down here to Miller Lite Fan Fest. And trust me, it'll be like you're right smack dab in Ames, Iowa, right in the middle. So you won't have to wonder what it's like to go to Iowa State. You can go to Iowa State tonight and just come on down to the Miller Lite Fan Fest. They're going to run the joint. All right? And I'm here for it. Thank you to Jake Gutierrez. Thank you to Nate Bucati. My name's Stephen St. John. I'll see you at Miller Lite Fan Fest presented by Sports Radio 810 WHB. Have a great weekend. We'll be back on Monday right here on the Border Patrol.
Iowa State.